Listen to part 3 of the talk.
Some of the better examples of QR codes being used effectively in advertisement are as follows. Tesco. In Korea, Tesco created a virtual store in the subway. Customers could shop using their phones and the QR codes, and the products would be waiting for them when they arrived home. Ingenious. First Bank. At Denver International Airport, First Bank's ad agency, TDA Boulder, had the wonderful idea of making e-books available to download in the terminal. You simply scanned the code to get one of three classics to read while waiting for your flight. Excellent. Calvin Klein. Perhaps one of the most daring uses of the QR code was done by Calvin Klein. They printed an enormous QR code on a billboard with the headline, "Get It Uncensored." Of course, people instantly wanted to know what it was and downloaded the code by the thousands. Very smart. Are there risks associated with QR codes? Sadly, like any technology being adopted by a fast-moving society, it is ripe for abuse. Like anything else data-related, QR codes are a very convenient gateway into your mobile device. And these days, our lives are held on phones. A virus can be implanted very easily using a QR code, and it can then perform some very malicious steps. From downloading the contents of your entire phone book, to grabbing photos from your storage card of hard drive, you must be very careful with downloading QR codes. If it's printed in a magazine or brochure from a respected company, you're almost certainly fine. If it's a code on a sticker in a bar, or something else that feels viral or guerrilla, be careful. And of course, have virulent antivirus software on your device.